Chapter 1. Beep, 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 beep. Shivers the pirate sat up in bed and screamed.
Ah! Breach of perimeter!
He bolted out of bed and looked frantically around his sleeping quarters. He knew that the beeping sound meant there was some kind of danger on his pirate ship.
Beep, 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 beep.
The noise continued. Shivers stumbled down the ship's passageway as fast as he could, wailing,
Lock the doors! Load the cannons! Swab the poop deck!
Shivers knew it was time to start his emergency attack plan. First, he threw on his helmet. Then, he reinforced the walls of his fort. Finally, he grabbed his trusted first mate, Albie. He leaped into the fort and called out,
Show yourself, you yellow-bellied son of a cow's liver!
But no one responded. The only sound was that constant beep, 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 beep. Shivers turned to Albie and said,
Perhaps we're not under attack. Perhaps it's the Great Storm.
Shivers jumped out of his fort and ran around in circles, shouting,
Trim the sail, batten down the hatches, swab the poop deck.
Then he ran to the porthole to see the destruction from the massive hurricane. But the sky was sunny and blue. There wasn't a single cloud in sight. The noise wouldn't stop.
Beep, 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 beep.
With fear in his eyes, Shivers yelled out the window,
It's an alien attack! It's the end of the world! It's...
Shivers cowered in the corner next to his bed and realized what was really making the sound.
My alarm clock!
He shouted. In one brave motion, Shivers raised his arm and smashed the snooze button. The beeping stopped. Shivers breathed a sigh of relief.
Well, that's about enough adventure for one day, he said. I just wish this didn't happen every morning.
Now it was time for Shivers to shut down his emergency attack plan. He took off his helmet, which was really just a big soup bowl. He tore down the fort, which was really just a bunch of pillows wrapped in a blanket. He gave Albie a handful of fish flakes. Albie, you see, is a fish, and Shivers' best friend. Shivers was about to go brush his teeth, when suddenly his stomach felt like he had just eaten a bowl full of caterpillars.
I'm afraid I'm getting seasick,
he moaned in Albie's general direction. But really, it was impossible for Shivers to be seasick. Like all pirates, Shivers lived on a ship. However, unlike all pirates, his ship had never been to sea. It was docked on the sand at New Jersey Beach. Shivers' pirate ship had never been to sea because Shivers was completely terrified of the sea. In fact, Shivers was terrified of everything that had to do with being a pirate. It was a real problem. Shivers came from a family of famous pirates. His mom was known as Tilda the Tormentor because she once tied up and taunted an entire army of vicious sea creatures without coming up for air. His dad was known as Bob because his name was Bob. But Bob was also an awesome pirate. Shivers had a brave older brother named Brock. Brock loved being a pirate and wasn't afraid of anything. Brock and Shivers had nothing in common. When Shivers was born, his parents named him after the famous pirate saying, Shiver me timbers! Now Shivers was 11 years old, and his name ended up being perfect because he spent most of his time afraid of one thing or another, shaking and shivering in a corner. And this morning had been no different. As Shivers looked out his bedroom porthole to the beach, he hoped to see his parents' pirate ship, the Plunderer, bobbing on the waves. Whenever his parents returned from a pirate mission, the first thing they always did was drop anchor on the shore and walk across the beach to pay Shivers a visit, scaring away all the sunbathers in their path. Then they would tell Shivers stories of their pirate adventures. Shivers squinted into the sun, looking as far as he could, but the Plunderer was nowhere in sight. He thought his family should be back by now.
I guess adventures sometimes take longer than expected, he said.
He shrugged and decided to start his day. He put on his bunny slippers and padded into the kitchen, carrying Albie with him in his fishbowl. My mom always says breakfast is the best way to start the day. Albi waved his fins in agreement. Shivers put a big bag of popcorn in the microwave and covered his ears until the popping was over. Then he put the popcorn in a bowl and began the day's work. He and Albi were in the midst of an epic and dangerous quest to trap and safely remove a ladybug that had crawled into Shivers' boot last week. As you can imagine, the quest ended with Shivers cowering in the corner.